This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Last week, May futures prices dipped as low as 77.12 during the week, and the export sales report did show that mills able to take advantage of those lower prices. Shippers making net new sales of nearly 270,000 bales of upland cotton for delivery this marketing year, another 49,000 for delivery in the next marketing year. Shipments also improved over the previous week, converting to the same statistical bales USDA uses for the WASDE report. U.S. export commitments already at 16 million bales. Speaking of the WASDE report, USDA out with that World Ag Supply Demand Estimate report, and for cotton, it was somewhat of a big number. Marketing year price, though, received by upland cotton producers projected to stay at 68 cents per pound, actually a 1 cent reduction from last month. However, it does show higher exports, lower ending stocks relative to last month, but production and domestic mill use are unchanged. And finally, last Monday, the first crop progress and condition report. So far, Texas and Arizona, the only two states with meaningful cotton acreage in the ground. I'm Tony St. James.